With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The Department of Public Safety is releasing a toxicology report and audio of the 911 call from the night Attorney General Jason Roundsburg struck and killed a Hyde County resident a month ago. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The crash occurred outside of the town of Highmore, a half mile west of the U.S. Highway 14 and South Dakota 47 Junction on September 12th.
It sure hit and mashed my windshield.
Oh, no. Okay, do you think it was a deer or something?
Is he vomiting?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it was right in
the... An autopsy determined the cause of Joseph Beaver's death was traumatic injuries due to a pedestrian motor vehicle crash. Highway Patrol officers performed a blood draw on Roundsburg at 1:30 p.m. the next day. The toxicology report show his blood alcohol content at zero. Craig Price is the secretary of the Department of Public Safety. He says they tried to turn around investigations within 30 days. Given the high-profile nature of this case, Price says it's taking more time.
But there's so many variables with each particular investigation. So with this one, we have variables such as we have North Dakota BCI agents that are working the case. For them to come to South Dakota and work in the Highmore and Pier area, they spend a day traveling down here, stay for a couple days, travel home. We have the autopsy results that we're still waiting for from the Ramsey County Coroner's Office. Those things add to the complexity and some things add to the timeline of what we're expected to do.
Roundsburg is not on administrative leave. Governor Kristi Noem says she's in charge of the department conducting the investigation, the South Dakota Highway Patrol.
They report to me, and that is why we brought in the North Dakota DCI to add some accountability to the investigative process, and then also brought in a reconstructionist that's highly recommended at the national level to give us some more benefit of having a clear picture in this specific case.
Officials say the investigation may still take several weeks to complete. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem has blamed South Dakota's recent surge in coronavirus cases on an increase in testing, even as the state sees a new high in the number of people hospitalized by the virus. According to the Department of Health, there are currently no open general care hospital beds in the southeastern part of the state, which contains the two largest hospitals. Hospitals are dealing with both an increase in COVID-19 patients and people needing other medical care. The Sioux Falls hospitals do have about 41% of their intensive care units available. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says the city can't enforce a mask mandate, but private businesses can. He's urging people to respect mask policies as COVID-19 numbers continue to rise around the state. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Over the 3 months since Mayor Allender's last COVID-19 press briefing, Pennington County has seen more than 2,400 cases of the virus.
We're doing something wrong here because we're getting infected at a very fast rate.
But even if the city council passed a mask mandate to help slow the spread, Allender says the city couldn't enforce it.
We don't have the police resources to enforce it. We don't have enough code enforcement. I doubt we could hire enough people. We could decommission existing city employees. We could divert their duties over to enforcement. And now you've got the government out there in the streets stopping people walking around conducting their business to make sure they have a face covering.
Instead, he says businesses should lead the way by creating and enforcing their own policies.
I think if the business community were to bind together and all agree collectively that a mask mandate for their business is the best, then it would be an even playing field.
Allender reminds people that wearing a mask protects others, not necessarily the person wearing the mask.
I'm not claiming that a mask mandate in your local hardware store will cure the pandemic, but it would sure be more courteous.
As of Monday, Pennington County had 632 active cases of COVID-19 and around 50 people hospitalized. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.